You're listening to SBS News.
The National Indigenous Arts Awards celebrate the contributions of First Nations artists to the Australian art scene. Experimental bark painter John Murrinjul and weaver Mavis Nalametta were both awarded the 2018 Red Ochre Award, given for outstanding lifetime achievement. Speaking through a translator, Mr. Murrinjul said painting has always been a big part of his life.
When I first started to learn about bark painting, I was this high. I kept growing in knowledge. I didn't have this grey hair that I have at that time. I have kept going painting until now in my older years.
Mr. Murrinjul used his acceptance speech to acknowledge his older brother.
I want to pay my respects to my older brother, Jimmy Nyiminyuma, who taught me how to paint. I am the younger brother. He is the firstborn elder brother.
Ms. Nalametta, whose art has seen her travel the world, said in a light-hearted speech she is thankful for the award.
This is nice. I'm pleased to be here. This is not the first time I'm having a speech. I've been to a lot of places like, you know, America, New York, and Hawaii. Oh, it was nice to swim in Hawaii with a nice young man.
Her jovial mood didn't end there, inviting the crowd to join her in song and dance, not that they knew the words or the moves. Mr. Murrinjul and Ms. Nalametta both travelled to Sydney from the far reaches of Australia's north to attend the ceremony. The Dreaming Award, given to an emerging artist aged between 18 and 26, went to dancer and choreographer Thomas E.S. Kelly. Mr. Kelly says he is pleased his art form is being recognised.
I'm so humbled to join the list of the Dreaming Awards recipients and happy to add dance to the art form that this award benefits. Dance is a major part of our culture. I did cultural dance growing up with my family, and for me it seemed natural that I did go down this path.
Curator and writer Hetty Perkins was named as the 2018 Australia Council Fellowship recipient, but was unable to attend the ceremony. The fellowship is given to established artists who have consistently supported creative activity and professional development in Indigenous art. The National Indigenous Arts Awards are organised by the Australia Council. The Council founded the Red Ochre Award in 1993 and later expanded it to become the National Indigenous Arts Awards. Chair of the Council's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Strategy Panel, Wesley Enoch, says the awards are an opportunity to celebrate the past, present and future of First Nations art.
If anything, these awards are our moment to remember our history, remember those who have contributed to it, and also to create space for the next generation.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.